Flip was saying he thought you and Mitch played really well against Denver's difficult pass rush. You agree with that?
Yeah.
I guess what's the key to continuing that against another outstanding guy?
Well, every week is different. Every game plan is going to be different. Every challenge is unique. There's no two great pass rushers that are all the same. So it's really just about spending the time during the week watching film, focusing on your technique during practice, trying to take good pass sets, and playing hard and hoping for the best.
How do you personally change gears each week, Joe? Because every week brings it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to wipe the slate clean every Monday. You watch the film, review the things that you did on Sunday well, the things that you did poorly, you got to try to correct. And then when you're coming on Wednesday, it's a new week, and you just got to play each week as its own week, whether you played good or bad the week before. You got to be prepared for the new challenge.
Josh is real hard on himself after the game Sunday. Do you see him as having the type of personality necessary to bounce back and come back and have a good week?
Absolutely. You look at a veteran quarterback like Josh is, and he's going to be excellent at bouncing back from what he would say is not his best game, and we're excited to see what he can do, because you know a guy like that is so detailed as it is, and you see the level of focus this week in practice, and it's exciting to see what happens on Sunday.
Joe, you played a lot of close games this year. What's the key to not just getting over the hump, but being consistent in doing it? You did it in Baltimore, didn't do it last week. So what's the key to getting over that hump on a consistent basis in those tight games?
Well, there's no magic bullet, or we would have already used it. But it's just a matter of making the one or two plays in a game that mean the difference between a win and a loss. And you got to make the plays that are there, and when they come to you, it's important that you make them, and you don't let the other team make those plays. So it's nothing interesting or magical, but you just got to make a couple plays that the other team doesn't.
Have you been saying that for 8 years?
Yeah, it's never going to change. If you ask me 8 more years, that's the difference in a close game. I mean, you hate to lose close games, and everyone comes up with magical reasons why you lost. But then when you win a close game, you think you're somehow found some magic potion, when everybody knows it just comes down to executing one or two more plays than the other team.
Websites are great, everybody's on it. Do you see him playing at an even higher level this year than in the past? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Mitch is playing outstanding. I mean, I think he's playing as good as any right tackle right now in the NFL. He's playing lights out. He's doing a great job. The challenges that we've drawn on the offensive line and as offensive tackle specifically have been as great as any in my career. Every week we're playing all pro caliber guys, and for him to be playing as well as he is a testament to the work that he does each week.
Is it nice to see that, considering for some reason people give him a little bit of a hard time in his first year?
Well, people always seem to like to pick on the right tackle ever since I got here, for good reason or bad reason, and so I'm sure people are picking on him now, even though he shouldn't be, but it's important not to pay attention to the outside noise, because when you're winning, people love you, and when you're losing, people hate you, and it doesn't matter how you're playing individually.